Welcome to the first episode of the Newborn Photography Podcast. I'm so excited about this project because, first of all, audio gives me so much more speed compared to video, and it also allows me to record these pills for you at midnight after my daily work when I couldn't be on camera because I'm not that presentable. My name is Julia and my company is Grow Your Photography Studio. Website is www.growyourphotographystudio.com. Quite easy to remember. I'm sure that you're not that interested in my story, but my background is in sales, marketing and management. But a few years ago, I fell in love with newborn photography thanks to my best friend. She's a newborn photographer, obviously. And I started working on the marketing side of things to help her out, and we've achieved great results. And so since then, I've been lucky enough to help and work with other newborn photographers. This podcast is entirely dedicated to business and marketing tips, so to speak, for newborn photographers. And I'm gonna share with you what I learn every day working with other photographers like you. I'm gonna share with you what works, what doesn't. So some first-hand experience. I hope that this is going to be interesting. We're going to stick to a very raw and uncut format until we become famous. So I promise myself that until we reach 10 subscribers, we're going to stick to the iPhone microphone. So it's going to be fun. Okay, so I just want to share a quick tip with you, because I've been working a lot in the past few weeks with some of my clients on pricing. Now, pricing is not my main area of expertise. In fact, the real experts are out there. There's real experts, and you should talk to them and reach out to them when it comes to working out your cost of doing business and everything else. There's lots of photography trainers that can help you with that. But my approach to pricing is slightly different, because when you have worked everything out on paper, you still have to go out and sell it to your clients. And I realized over time that that's where things start to go wrong, and that's what people actually struggle with. Because in theory it's great to keep high prices, and in theory what you see on paper works great, but then when you have to go and sell it to face to face to clients, it's not that easy. And so my work on pricing always starts from two simple questions. The first one is, what's the minimum that can make you happy? What's the minimum amount of money that you need to get out of bed, get ready, go to the studio, do your session, edit it, and that still makes you happy, makes it worth it for you? There's nobody out there that can tell you how much that is. It's personal. So I've met photographers who are absolutely happy to have a session, newborn session, for £130, for £100, for £90. That's all they need, £80. And nobody can tell you if the amount that's in your heart and in your head is right or wrong, because that's your business and it's your life. So that's your decision. Once you figure that out, and it doesn't mean that you're going to go out and sell your sessions for that amount of money, but it's one parameter that's really, really important and key for you to succeed in selling your products and to really understand what you're doing with your pricing. because you can't build your own prices based on somebody else's life or experience or business, so or values or vision. Having said that, the second question that you need to ask yourself is, what am I comfortable selling? What is the amount of money? What is the price tag, the price point that I'm comfortable with? And again, it doesn't mean that we are going to stick to that amount of money, absolutely, to that threshold. It doesn't mean that if I'm comfortable selling £100, I'm gonna price my sessions at £100. But it's a parameter, again, that we need to keep in mind at all times. And what's happened, and this is real world experience that I've seen with my clients, sometimes, and actually very often, what happens is that we make prices in general slightly lower on paper, but they end up selling the highest packages. They end up selling more, so the sales go up because they feel much more comfortable and they feel much more in control of what they're doing. Now, the key, once you've done that, is to not settle, because you need to keep pushing yourself a little bit at a time so that you can. It's the same, exactly the same as you do with photography. You learn a little bit more every time, new poses, new angles, better ways of you perfect your wrapping skills and so on. And so you move forward one step at a time, and that's exactly what you should be doing with pricing. So again, don't let you cannot build your pricing structure based on somebody else's business, based on somebody else's experience, based on somebody else's vision of their own studio and photography. It's a personal path, a personal journey that you have ahead. You are building your own business, and your business is a reflection of who you are in right now in this moment. Obviously, it's also a reflection of where you want to go and what you want to achieve, but you cannot ignore the place you're at right now. So it's all for today. It's everything. And I hope you enjoy your evening. It's Sunday today. Don't ask me what date the date, because I have no idea. But I'll speak with you soon again, very soon. If you have questions, just go to my website, www.growyourphotographystudio.com, or send me an email, info@growyourstudio.photography. That's right. It's not .com, it's info@growyourstudio.photography. Bye for now.